sexual name.
Hi, I'm Jenna. I play guitar and I sing sometimes.
I'm Tyson. I also sing sometimes and I press buttons.
I'm Derek. I play guitar and I sing most of the time.
Drop your music for first-time listeners.
It's definitely a lot of... Well, I guess when it comes down to it, it's pop music. But if you want to get more nitty-gritty, there's certainly lots of electronic elements in it. There's a lot of... I pull in a lot of folk and a lot of sort of rock and sort of blend it all in together.
Put it in a blender. Smorgasbord, if you will.
That's right. I guess.
Yeah. Oh, wow. For me, it's Brian Eno, Boards of Canada, My Bloody Valentine, a lot of textural music. That's what I'm into. And I guess what I bring to the band for the most part. Yeah.
Personally, I say the greatest band of all time is Radiohead. So I gotta say they're obviously probably one of the larger influences. Also like really old, I really like old, really 90s indie rock, Pavement, Modest Mouse, that sort of era. Old folkers, folker? There's a new word for you. Folkers music, or folk music, I guess.
Derek stole a bunch of mine. I also love Radiohead and early 90s alternative, but I also love Britpop. Probably my biggest, well, I consider him, I have a guitar idol, but I don't know if it's like, I'm probably unworthy to call him an influence, but I love Graham Coxon from Blur. He's the best guitarist.
I love Blur.
They're amazing. they influence me.
One song?
One of our songs? I guess that we should. Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah.
I guess our title or flagship track so far has been Rockets, The Future's Rocket Propelled, which is sort of, it was actually one of our earlier songs that we wrote together.
I think it was the second song.
Something like that. And it's still in our set, and then we always end off our set with it. And it's sort of, as far as electronic songs go, it's our probably most heavy, like beat heavy electronic dance jam, I guess.
It's the danciest. I'd say it's the folk pickiest.
At the beginning, and then it kind of becomes more rockier at the end.
Yeah. That's a good blend.
It's a good combination.
There we go.
I've thought of this so much, and Tyson seems very anti-cover. My boyfriend thinks that we should do "Don't You Want Me" by the Human League.
But that is
Derek,
a good call.
Because it would be hilarious.
That is a good call.
We could make it our own.
Down with that.
I also think the song "Distortions" by Clinic we should do.
Yeah.
Listen to that track, guys. I'm serious.
We'll talk. We'll talk turkey. Maybe we could convince you.
I guess.
I've seen nothing wrong with
Boards as Roach Beard.
Yeah, I still would love to do a Boards cover. That would be really fun. Yeah. I think that would be really fun. Let's do that, actually.
No, let's do Distortions.
Let's do a show that's nothing but covers.
Let's have a knife fight.
Well,
favorite venue? That one.
Yeah, they've got good sound, and they have a nice nitty-gritty quality.
I'm going to say, although it's not technically Ottawa, but it's close enough, Black Sheep Inn. Mm-hmm. Has to be the Black Sheep Inn.
I've never even been, so...
You've never been?
No.
Oh, man.
Why am I... How do I even get out there?
I guess that's true.
There's no buses in there. I'm not hitchhiking.
Yeah, so you'll get murdered.
You know, I like Mercury for the aesthetic of it.
It looks nice, but...
The moment, I hate the sound on stage, but I love the sound off stage.
Really?
I'm wrong? Oh.
I don't like it. I don't like the way it sounds.
You can contribute. Play there, it's like totally lit up. They keep the lights on every single time
they
play.
Do.
Yeah. I don't know. They're nice to us there.
That's
flaw.
True. Yeah.
That's true.
That's probably the most slash I've played the most.
Yeah. Although this is our first time playing at the Cuff, it's a pretty good venue too. Although the last time I was there, they had all like the chairs and stuff still set up, and it was like everyone was just like sitting there and then like standing on chairs and like trying to like see over people. And but it looks a lot different now that they pulled all the chairs out.
I'm pissed that they still don't do the live streaming of shows. This was maybe a long time ago.
Yeah. Like, they used to do webcasts.
It's been a long time since I've been there. They used to webcast every single night.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a long time.
The future is not past. You don't do that anymore. Webcasting is over.
It's way the future. Again.
I wish. That sounds good.
Locally, some of the people that we've been playing with a couple times has been this band New Teeth. We play with them. They're really cool guys. How many times we play with them? 2-3 times?
Yeah.
Something like that. Another up-and-coming duo, I guess, the Silver Birch Society. It's a little folk duo. Really, really, really good.
Ennui.
Yeah.
Played with...
Ew. Maybe it's Derek.
This could be mine. I got lots of... Well, other than, I guess that's probably, well, that's all we could think of locally, I guess. But there are others, and we love them all. Mm-hmm. But no, we haven't played with Videotape.
No. I love their last album.
We played our first show with Adam Sakely, though. I think that's how
That's true. Yeah. That was at Brixton's. Yeah.
That was a city of a show. Let me tell you.
Not because of them, because of us.
I wasn't in the band then.
We were still learning all of our hardware.
All of my stuff was only outputting from the right channel for some reason, and it was just a disgusting wash of filth.
Yeah, that was a little embarrassing.
Whatever. It happens.
Whatever, we got through it.
Technology for it.
But bands from out of town, there's a good friend of ours from Winnipeg. Well, he's now, I guess, a good friend of ours called Cramran, who does all electronic stuff. And he sort of just yelps into the microphone as he goes. Really, really good stuff.
Like
Who else? We just played a show with Mina May. They're originally from France.
France by way of Montreal.
Now they're in Montreal, yeah. But they're going back to France.
We're good.
This year.
They're playing a show tomorrow, I think.
No, the 25th.
25th, yeah.
Merck.
They were solid. Who else?
Play with?
Bruce Peninsula?
Yeah. I guess it counts.
That's one I'm definitely looking forward to.
Well, we're going to be going into the studio to record soon. We're going to be working on our first sort of official EP. We used to do like demo CDs and give them out for free at our shows, and they were just burnt on blank discs and whatever. So now we're actually going to be doing the process of getting something a little bit more legitimate, I suppose. Although not that those weren't legitimate at all, but something more professionally done.
Basement recording.
Yeah, because we enjoy recording all of our songs ourselves. We like the whole process of recording, but they usually don't turn out as good as they probably could.
Potentially.
We don't quite have the gear to be doing all that, so we're pretty excited to be going into the studio and taking care of all that. And then we've got a show coming up with
Wire and Light
on August
18th at the Rainbow Bistro.
Yeah. And then after that, we might be taking...
We have one other show, I think it's September 9th.
20th.
The 20th?
Yeah.
It's the 20th?
Yeah.
Wow. Way off.
That's in Merck again.
At Mercury with Basement Artists.
20th?
I think we're hitting
September.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much what's up with us for the rest of the year. Oh yeah, does he have a name?
No, it's actually a friend of ours who's kind of trying to break into recording. So.
He's given us a little bit of a deal to be sort of his test subjects, I guess.
Tit for tat kind
Corey?
Of thing.
Yeah. No, Casey.
Okay.
Yeah, my buddy Casey.
I don't know if you know.
Yeah, it's still probably going to be a pretty gritty recording, but it's going to be better than what we do.
It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly. Baby steps.
Exactly.